There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two. And before we get into our first guest this hour, I do want to say right now, Clint, it is, let's see, there are, easier to count the people. There's 2.5 yeses for you to come on. Although I get a vote in this too. So you keep voting whether Clint comes on. And we'll see more documents or when we get more looks at these documents. But what was dropped in that story sure seems like it involves a lot of people and a change in narrative on it. And if that happened, the people that did that, made that decision, need to be named. Unless you think that's good for our nation. So, but y'all keep the votes going on right there. All right, without further ado, of course, you know her show, Sweet Home Cannabama, here at FM Talk 106.5, and her store, Cannabama. And you most likely know the voice of Jennifer Boozer, who's got some shades on, too. Those are cool. Those are like, that's like 50s Hollywood.
They're prescription, and I forget.
Oh, do you get the, okay, so.
Yeah, they're prescription, so I go in somewhere and forget to take my regular glasses, and I'm like, well, this is, I don't think I'm cool. I just can't see.
Oh, we got to talk about that at one of the breaks, because one of my buddies got his polarized vision sunglasses in his prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
That's life-changing.
I sit there and I have, like, on the boat, I have sunglasses, polarized sunglasses to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I have see at distance glasses, mm-hmm. and then I have my readers for tying knots.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all laying in the, so
I like getting this. Old, Sean. We're getting old.
That's for sure. For people who hadn't heard us talk before, can you kind of lay out what happened with HB 445? The legislation goes through, what it said that was understandable, and how it impacted your business and so many others, and then we can kind of get into where we sit now. Can you give
right.
me people who didn't
so
follow this?
HB 445 was passed and signed into law May 14th. It was one of 8 ban bills that were brought on the hemp industry this year in the 2025 session, which we fought valiantly, but they were literally amending it until the moment it passed. I was mm-hmm. in the room. And it's brought complete ruin. And Representative Andy Witt sponsored it. He has been going on a veritable press tour, peacocking about how proud he is that they got this done. He hasn't heard of any closed stores. I would like to say, Representative Witt, Cannabama was the first hemp dispensary in Alabama and is closed.
And you, as of July 1st?
As of July 1st, yes.
So, and...
It banned smokable flower. It capped the edibles at 10 milligrams, individually wrapped in a 4-pack, which no one in the country makes. All sorts of things. Interstate
commerce. You believe
commerce.
This is one of these things where we're going to put you out of business, but we're not going to say we're putting you out of business.
Right. No, they keep telling us we should be grateful it wasn't a ban, that they were not trying to put businesses out, and that they did this for a few bad actors. And I've said a million times, bad actors don't follow laws, even shiny new ones. So the ones of us who are still following the law are out of business or going out of business very, very rapidly. I could give you numbers from some of these stores that are way bigger than mine that would just make you sick.
Now, you it sent some of them the amount of revenue, you know, what they did in
yes.
like by this month,
212,000 in June, 11,000 in July. No business can function that way.
Come back to the things like, and I've said on the air when you've not been with me, for just my part of it, understanding what the law is. Like,
right.
I can actually look at this too, like, not even, you know, having my livelihood like yours in it, but let's
right.
look at it as a citizen who wants people to obey the law, but you have to know the law to obey it.
Right.
So smokable flower, and that, I understand what that is. Okay, right. I can see that. So I know what that looks like. So if a law says that's illegal,
right,
then you go, okay, I can picture that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, and we can get into some of the packaging restrictions, but synthesized.
That's the topic.
And I'm sitting here with law enforcement folks and sheriffs who say they don't know the definition either.
Nope.
And they have to inform, and that's my bother. So y'all can be wherever you are on the question of CBD or THC, but as a citizen, your government passes a law. This is what has been the burr under my saddle. Government passes a law and says things are legal, but they can't tell you. Am I still correct in that they can't tell you
not one
what
bit.
Things you can have on your shelf or not?
Right.
And that bothers me incredibly. That is
right. Well, and that's one of the things.
How are you supposed to do business? That's why you're closed down.
We're going to talk about tonight on Sweet Home Cannabama is what is synthetic? You know, per Alabama, anything used in the processing of this, you know, whether it's a solvent or even water, any non-cannabis substance that's used to convert into THC, well, that means everything's illegal. Because
but they're telling us, but they're saying that the gummies, that these gummies are fine. But then at the same time, to me, and I know you can talk about the milligram stuff, which I don't know all the stuff. You can explain all that to me. But if synthesizing something makes it illegal, then the gummies that they're saying are legal because they're defining the milligrams by then they should be illegal because it's a it's anything but. If you take it and make a change to it, you synthesized it.
Right.
There's no naturally occurring gummy bears on the planet or gummy anything.
Nope.
Be nice, though.
Or drinks. That's another thing. You know, a lot of this was done because the alcohol industry is losing sales. They wanted control of the drinks. But by their definition, the THC drinks, yes. They're now in grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
The most kid-friendly place in retail.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, they're going to be right there with diapers and formula.
There's no question about their legality now.
Right.
But there is a question, like even talking to Sheriff the other day. He's like, the idea that, you know, this store has to have this amount of square footage and this amount of front space to be able to have it, but a store that could open next door that doesn't have as much square footage, they can't have it.
Have to do with public safety?
Correct. And this should tee y'all off, because this is my thing. Even for people who don't consume this or whatever, when there are laws set, like we do in our state, that pick winners and losers.
Yep.
That a substance, y'all think about it for a second. We'll talk about the drink, like, and I know that's not even your world, that's outside it, but that a big store, remember when Governor Ivey said the mom and pop, during COVID, mom and pop hardware stores had to close down. Now, the big box stores, because they had a certain amount of square footage, they could be open. Remember that?
Right.
Like if you
they
and I had a hardware
more
store.
More sick people, but let's let them stay
if
in business.
Sullivan's hardware store has to close down, but Lowe's does not.
Exactly.
This is what this seems like to me, too, that the regular folks that would want to compete in a free marketplace wanted to open selling the beverages, but they could only afford to rent whatever 1,000 square feet. They can't do it.
That's
but
how
the big
my
store,
shop was.
But the big store, they're okay. The legality of the product is not different. It is picking who can sell it.
Right. And it makes no sense either because when you go to a grocery store or gas station to get these products, there's no one there that can answer your questions. There's no one there that can tell you.
How does this amount of square footage a store has make a difference in whether they should be able to sell the thing or not?
Because they get money from the grocery association and the gas station association, and the hemp industry is in its infancy, and we don't have the money to buy these senators and representatives. We can't afford them.
Okay. Now back to so that part, y'all just digest. Would it take long draws on that one for a second? And then on to the gummy thing you're telling me. So explain to me the milligram stuff. What is... Like you said, you're limited to it because you're talking about some of the people that were using it for their conditions that were coming to you. Like the amount of a gummy that is like laughable versus what they need. Can you tell me? Like, I don't know what's a lot, what's a little. Like
a 10 milligram dose is a pretty low dose.
Okay.
It's mostly going to be used recreationally.
10 milligram, that's low.
Yeah. Okay. 5-10 milligram products are what people use when they want to relax.
Okay. So that's in a gummy. How big are the gummies? So like a gummy bear,
Well, based on dry weight.
Do they change on sizes?
Yeah. A 10 milligram gummy is typically going to be a 4-gram gummy.
Okay.
You know, my gummies that were 25 milligrams are a 10-gram gummy.
Okay.
Because by dry weight, that is the law. 0.3% by dry weight.
Gotcha. Okay, yes. Now I have something to work off.
Now when you think about the drinks, I just had a conversation with someone on the way here. When you, if you take all the fluid out of the drink and you measure that content by dry weight, 90% of the drinks on the market would not be compliant.
Really?
Really.
But it's okay if you're at a big store.
Right.
Okay, so the amount of the volume of gelatin or whatever that this stuff is in, for the person to get under the new rules, because the maximum is how much?
10 milligrams.
10 milligrams. Mm-hmm. So some people, like that you talked about, people have been using this for a long time, dealing with cancer, different. How much, like how? They taken 50? They taken what's?
Well, between 50 and 100 in my experience.
So how much, how many gummies do they have to take? 10 exactly. At 4
right.
grams in size?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of gelatin and sugaring, coloring, and all those things. That's not, you know, that's
so
not
there's no law,
medicinal
this
anymore.
I mean, it's to say these people in that scenario can still get the 100 milligrams of THC, but they're going to have to do it in 10
with
gummies.
10 milligram individually
versus,
wrapped, which means the price is going to skyrocket.
What logic? Because if it was saying we're going to keep high milligram away from people, well, the people still could, even though it's more money.
Right.
They could go buy 10 of the 10 milligrams and get the 100 milligrams.
Right.
Versus getting it in a more condensed form. What?
Right.
I'm just trying to
me
learn.
Me too. I'm like, my cancer people don't want to drink 5 lemonades.
Right.
Every time. And that's
and these
every,
aren't regular lemonade. They're the THC lemonade.
Right. So every people, time they need to medicate. You know, I have been for a long time. I'm a chronic pain patient. I used to take Oxycontin. Nobody wants to do that.
Thank God.
I take 100 milligrams of THC at night for pain, for sleep. It also has CBD, CBG, CBC, all the things that are anti-inflammatory medicinal.
You don't. You have no idea with this list. I mean, we said the 10 milligram that you could open your doors and sell something. Are you?
Nobody wants that. Not when they can order it online from somewhere and have the USPS bring it to their door.
Versus having an Alabama business
that you can
that
go in and talk
people
to
and
me
pays taxes
and talk to my staff about, hey, I'm having this issue now, or I'd like to change because I'm now having this. There's nothing like that available now.
But it's still frustrating, even if they didn't have the staff you do that's been doing it so long, that's
right.
engaged. They don't have the right to compete against.
Exactly. What makes it wrong in my shop that's 1,000 square feet in downtown? That isn't wrong at the Greer's down the street that is 14,000 square feet, because the Greer's doesn't know how to tell you even what it is, and it's sitting right next to the alcohol, next to it.
And Andy Witt said, you were sending me links where he said no, he's heard of no business.
None. He said that on the Dale Jackson show just
the other
day.
Nobody was going to
He hadn't
heard
of any.
And now you've sent me on text message.
Oh, yeah.
Several stores just here. People know that
one in the Huntsville area closed 5 locations and is moving his processing facility, because he's a chemist, to Tampa. Because he can legally do business there, and he will lose all of his out-of-state business as a processor. And then he has now had to break 5 leases and get rid of inventory from 5 stores. You know, there's people that are living on maybe 10% of their normal income. I think the state of Alabama is going to be shocked, the revenue department, in August, when they see the numbers of tax revenue coming in from July compared to what came in from June, because it's absolutely going to be devastating. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And it's an argument that's made from a lot about revenue, but I can say there are things that we shouldn't judge about revenue. Because if the state, I mean, we could say the state could legalize a lot of things.
It
would make them revenue.
Right.
But it's the hand of government here that I see, you know, and you, I mean, obviously you've got your interest in your business and doing business. But I'm looking at it just as a citizen, and here's my government that is picking
absolutely
winners and losers.
And this isn't the only instance of that happening.
No, it isn't. And the texters have said as much. We'll be right back. More with Jennifer Boozer.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 124 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, although you'll be able to hear more of this conversation tonight on Sweet Home Canabama with my guest, Jennifer Boozer. Billy says on the text line, said this is nothing more than a takeover of businesses once they've developed. They're going to go in and sell these things at ABC stores and other places, but the average person... But the average person or could be able to sell them. This was a money grab. I mean,
absolutely.
So, yeah, you're talking about the revenue. Well, There, somebody was looking at it and said, I want that. I didn't do the
legwork. When the representative sponsoring the bill has been given campaign donations from no less than six alcohol companies.
Terry says, but they did do the HB 445 for bad actors. The ones that are going to profit and from the new law or continue to contribute to the pockets of the legislature.
That would be the alcohol people who now have control of the drinks. It will not be little people like me. I don't have anything to contribute anymore. I think that was probably strategic as well. The raids that happened the week before the ban went into effect and the confusion, the refusal to give us rules and regs, all of that is so we are crippled, cut off at the knees financially. And they went and took flour with marijuana warrants, and not one person was arrested.
They
had 40 pounds of what you call marijuana, but not one person in eight cities.
So they just seized
They seized the flour.
Where'd it go?
And your guess is as good as mine. But they seized their cash registers, safes, and even one store said they had an envelope with tip money with each of the employees' names on it, and they took that too.
Wow.
Not one charge has been brought against any person.
Jeff in Spanish Fort said, Sean, I thought Alabama was business friendly. Oops.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we talked about that for years, y'all. Ashley from Loosedale, are the sizes of liquor stores regulated? I don't know.
Probably not. Not but in I'm my still, experience.
But, y'all have listened to me forever. You know I'm bothered by the fact the state's in the liquor business.
Yes.
And you know, they'll say, well, people like Sullivan, they said in some article years ago, want no, I want the regulation. Make sure kids don't get booze. If
right.
y'all want to still get your excise tax, just let... Instead of running your own store, they said, well, there's 650 Alabamians work for ABC, and they're, okay, well, when you have that kind of advantage, let the free market, those jobs will go to the free market. Let entrepreneurs go out and have a liquor store, and if they succeed.
The free market.
You know?
That's the problem. Hemp was created, the hemp industry in 2018 when Trump signed the Farm Bill, was created as a free market.
Well, and that's the thing.
And we have become a problem for a lot of industries, including alcohol and medical cannabis.
And what happened with this, too, so you'll understand, it wasn't something that was illegal and they weren't enforcing it
right.
and then decided to enforce it. Because you all know that's something that bothers me. This was something that was legal and then they changed the law that not everybody can understand. I'm pointing at myself.
Right. Well,
to make
that's
proof illegal.
You could prove that by the two arrests in the last several days.
Well, the fact that law enforcement folks that I respect, I talked to, I said, they said they don't have a full understanding of what things on the shelf would be legal or illegal.
Nope.
That is a travesty. You should not have people going out into stores and taking people's products. If that person can't tell you, okay, well, these things, I mean, the flower thing, I understand. That's the only one I can picture. The other things, I don't know. And they don't know what's legal or illegal.
Well, here's a bomb to drop on the flower front. A handful of businesses, and I don't know how many there are, but some businesses are now being told by their local DAs that taking flower and putting it into a package that says hemp tea or cookable cannabis, culinary cannabis, that's okay.
Oh, here comes this crap. This is...
Didn't y'all tell us that 3 weeks ago before we all ran out of business? And are those customers buying the tea, which we all know what it's for, if they get caught smoking their tea, because the only two people in the state of Alabama who have been arrested lately are consumers.
Well, but you're saying on the flower thing, if they take it and put it in the same thing.
Same thing. Even a K-cup, I've been suggested they can put it in a K-cup.
And then it's okay.
And then it's considered consumable.
This is the stuff like, you know, where those
per a DA, which where did that DA get his information? Because we can't get information ourselves out of the AG's office or the ABC
board. That's the problem. If whatever y'all are, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, if you can't get your government to tell you, is this thing I'm about to do legal or illegal?
Right. If they can't tell
failed,
you very specifically.
And even though you go, well, I don't consume the stuff, I don't go to the shop. But this is happening in our state.
Right.
That they can't tell them what's illegal, but they can raid them for it.
And seize everything that they have of value. And now they are, like I said, now they're arresting citizens.
Way to go, legislature. All right.
Yeah.
Tonight, more of this.
7 o'clock tonight, Sweet Home Cannabama. We will be talking about this at length.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Check in with my buddy David McCurry at LCM Motor Cars and talk some new inventory. I was out there the other day. It's looking good, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We were really low when you came through here, but we had some stuff come in after you left the other day, and we've got some more stuff we just bought. So we just bought a 2013 BMW 750 Li, which is the long 750. So it's got the big back seat, kind of, for lack of a better description, limo version of a BMW. This thing scores a 4.5 out of a possible 5. It's got under 100,000 miles on it. It's got the big V8 in it, and it can be bought for right about 10 grand.
Okay. Got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool old car. And then we got a 2019 Honda Ridgeline coming in. It's a RTLT. And then we've got a little Colorado. We just bought a little two-wheel drive extended cab Colorado LT. It's got the good wheels and everything on it, not just the wagon wheels. It's got the aluminum wheels. So we got some nice stuff on the way, plus what's already here.
All right. People want to check out that inventory, how they find you online, and most fun, in person.
Online, we're at lcmmotorcars.com. In person, we're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Or you can just give us a call at 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, bud.
All right, you too. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Let's get some of these text messages here. Let's see. And by the way, too, I'm still tallying up the voting. We have had some new votes for yes for Clint. Amanda just said voting for having Clint on the air. So we'll see. We get the voting going. Clint and I debating, I guess. And you know, I don't, like, it'd be interesting. I'm just going to work off the facts coming out in this. We're talking about the Tulsi Gabbard story, if you didn't hear it last hour. We may have time to get back to this. But first, let's go to, let's see. All right, so you know, Jason said this reminds me of when stores were closed during COVID, except for Walmart. The hypocrisy is huge. Absolutely, Jason. That's why I mentioned that. This is my frustration. And sometimes I'll tell people whether I'm talking about gambling or CBD or something like that. You can look at something that you don't take part in, but you can look at laws built around it in our state that are, they're bad. I mean, it's bad when it comes to, I mean, look at the medical cannabis laws, right? Or how they've talked about proposed ideas for how gambling would work. It absolutely, and they'll say, oh, well, they're doing it to protect people. No, you're picking winners and losers is what you're doing. I mean, the idea too, on the liquid portion, which is not even something Jennifer does, but you can sell the THC drinks if your store is, I don't know how many square feet, it's big, right? You can have a big store, you can sell it. You and I want to go next door and get a, you got like a strip mall, and they got the big grocery store in there, and then they'll have the nail places and the Mexican restaurant and the phone place and all that stuff. And we want to open our own shop there. But because our shop is not the size of the other one, we can't sell the same dang thing they're selling right there. This is wrong. Because if you pick any other product, you'd say this is unbelievable. Ashley from Loosedale says, are the ABC liquor store employees in the state retirement system? I think they are. I don't know it for sure, but my sense is that they are. Jim and Sim says a lawsuit for an injunction. So they tried that and it was denied. That was back right at the end of June, beginning of July, I think, Jim. I don't know if they're going to go. I think there's probably another bite at the apple. I need to ask that of Jennifer if they can go after it again. This is why we pay so much attention to Montgomery here, and that's our job. And we bring you the information because this stuff is important. And stuff that gets done that way. I mean, it's, think about things like this. This happened. Think about what happened to the veterans in this last legislative session. And you get mad about it now. And I'm saying you're not right to get mad about it now. You should. But we're talking about this while it's going on. And several times we'll talk about something and say, If you don't think that's a great idea, then you need to talk to your representative or senator in Montgomery and let them know what you think. And I know a lot of times you think, like, this HB 445, I mean, it's not my business. Like, I'm not in that business. But when you look through how they're picking winners and losers, right is right and wrong is wrong. Even if I'm not a consumer or a seller of that, why? Why should I say, okay, well, because I don't have a dog in that hunt, that's okay. That's not how it works. Billy says for the last time today, no, you can text me all you want. Sounds like we're living in China. Michael, I wonder if a booth at the flea market would qualify for square footage requirement. I don't think so. I mean, in that was, there's one touch point to focus on. Now, the other one, the frustration here, I've had, just asked, you heard me asking Jennifer about it. They say, okay, the flat, and I understand, I can picture the flower shop. That's illegal, all right? You can disagree or agree, but at least you know what that is, right? You run a store like, okay, I can't have that stuff. Synthesized, it says in the law. And chemists out there, help me, or people have their, you know, computer open to get a definition, but if you take THC or CBD and make it a gummy, haven't you synthesized it? But they're saying, well, that's not, those are legal. But it's a synthetic. I mean, before you write the law, understand what the words mean. This unnamed texter said, Sean, all you got to do to one of our close neighbors, Florida, Mississippi, they like our money. Yeah, this is, and yes, will people go to other states and get it? Sure. But I'm not even going to talk about the revenue side. I know Jennifer mentioned it. It doesn't matter. The revenue is high or low. It's about what we're doing to pick winners and losers in business from a legislative side. So, you know, texture, you're accurate. People could go to another state, and I guess it'd be illegal if they brought it in or whatever. You go to gamble other states and all those things. But so that's, and what you're doing is makes sense. It's a pragmatic approach to it. But I'm going to be on that idealistic high horse for a second and say, damn it. To have something that comes, the sitting down with the legislature, if you're writing that law and then you're reading it and saying, okay, hey, Bob, come over here. I'm looking at your law here. Oh, all right. It says here, I'm on page 3. It says, y'all can sell this marijuana drink stuff. I'm using terms like I think it would. You sell this marijuana drink stuff if you're a real big store. But what about the people in my county? There's not a establishment over, I don't know, 1,100 square feet. Yeah, they can't sell it. Well, why not? Well, because it can only be in big stores. Why is that? I mean, that's why I would last about 12 seconds in any legislative body, because I'd say, why? Why? It doesn't change the nature of this. If the stuff is bad, then pass a law that you can't have it, right? If you're going to say, this stuff you can't have, because we feel it's a detriment to society, it's unhealthy, you list whatever you want. Well, if it is, then you don't, it doesn't matter if it's sold in a big store or a small store. No, this is absolutely picking winners and losers. The medical cannabis thing. They said, well, we can't let this stuff be everywhere. And remember, in the legislation that was passed, I loved it because it let municipalities and counties decide whether they would have it or not. Remember when all this was coming up, and I think Fairhope said, we're not going to have these dispensaries in the city? Cool. That is closest government. The law was open to let people make decisions like that. I love that stuff. But a couple pages back in that legislation, they let only X number of players get into this. And what's been held up is the scoring, and we can go through how they goofed all that up. But I would have liked to have seen, hey, if you want to do this stuff, you got to abide by these rules. You've got to have a certain security around where you're growing it. You've got to be able to transport it through a secure Brinks truck, whatever. You lay out the law, and you have to pay X number, whatever the crazy excise tax, or, you know, first of all, a license to do it in the state. You got to pay that to the state. State getting money. And a percentage of your earnings, state getting more money. And you have to be open to inspections. But if you check those boxes, you should be able to compete against other people who want to grow the medical marijuana, distribute the medical marijuana, test the medical marijuana, dispense it. You should be able to compete. If not, it's a utility. It's like I've said, the laws described for gambling that they've tried in the past would make gambling like a utility in our state. If you only have so many players and nobody else can get in, no motivation to do anything better than the next guy or gal. The same thing here. No competition. Medical marijuana, it's only certain players can get in this. And after that, nah, that's it. We can't let it be everywhere. So we're going to let, we've decided who should be the people that can have it and who can't. B-Dark says, I think you should be able to grow your own. That way you know what's in it. B-Dark, keep working on that. Let's see if they'll, see if they'll do that. You know, as my friend Bill Finch says, people are always like, Alabama would be a great state to grow cannabis in. And, you know, Bill knows how to grow stuff. You know, he said, no, it's not. Our weather is not conducive for it. They have to do it indoors at these facilities because we're not that, we're too humid and blah, blah, blah. He can delineate all that. But right now, in B-Dark, I hear you. And that's an overreaching idea people have talked about. You know, God gave it to you. You should be able to grow it. Whatever. I'm, like I said, I'm not a consumer, but we can make that argument. But we're not even going to get to that argument when the state is busy saying, yeah, this stuff you can have, but only if you get a really big, only big stores can have it. Oh, I love this text from Supermom. This reminds me of a story. Supermom said, it might, maybe expensive, but what's stopping the individual stores from coming together and opening like a co-op, get a closed grocery store, and separate it up into individual stores under one roof? It's probably brilliant. I hope they're listening to that. Supermom, that maybe that works. They could do that. Now, remember, I said, remind me of a story. So when I was a young man, one of my many jobs, I worked for a local, I'll talk about who it is, great folks, the Williamsons. I worked at Quint's right there in Saraland, right? Working on tuning up archery equipment, bows, all that kind of stuff, or whatever jobs they needed me to do that day. And I remember hearing them talk. This would have been back in the 80s, I guess, early 90s. Them talking about working through buying groups. And I know this happened and may still go on with individual outdoors retailers, that because Walmart and these groups would come to town and they could sell whatever, you know, archery equipment for way less because they bought in such a bulk that the mom and pop stores that employed people like me, they couldn't get that same price. Walmart was buying nationally, could get that price. So they were doing these buying groups where they went together and bought, we're all going to buy you know, X number of Bear whitetail tube, to tell you how long ago that was. Archers out there, we're going to buy X number of Bear whitetail twos nationally so we can get the same price that Walmart did. So maybe they can do this not on price, but they can do this on square footage. So Mom, that's an interesting idea. Derek said, Bill never had Alberta gold. Okay. Let's see. Michael says, the co-op idea is basically my flea market. Okay, he was asking a question about flea market square footage. I got you. Y'all are on the same page. I like brains. We're putting Michael and Supermom together to think about this. Joe says, no dog in the hunt, but it ain't right. Follow the money and expose the legislators profiting. Sounds like a job for Lanyap or the lady from 1819 News, Erica. Erica, yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see. Because once again, if the legislature said, and the law said, hey, we believe this liquid THC, this drinkable THC, is not good for our state and our society, and we're going to ban it. Okay, well, there you go. That makes sense in the fact that you're treating all people equally. Now, you could disagree with it, or it's a whole other debate. But in that, you probably wouldn't hear me chime in that much because it's, hey, it's even. It affects all people the same. But that's not this. They didn't say, well, you can't have this stuff. It's illegal in Alabama. No. You can have that drink as long as you have more square footage. It's ridiculous. Let's see. Retell it on this. Joshua said, may depend on how green your thumb is. My father used to grow it in the woods of Green in Mobile County. Yeah, I mean, it, Lord knows it'll grow. But you think about it, I mean, I've just listened to Bill Finch over the years, really interesting discussions like where it comes from, and it needs a certain amount of dry days and, you know, warm but dry, kind of different. Same thing that gets us, the reason they're still producing tomatoes up on Sand Mountain, You know, or like I heard Vince Allegri, who I love, talking this morning about getting those great tomatoes out of Kentucky. You know, my kinfolk in Pennsylvania can still grow tomatoes all summer long, where we're minor withered messes this time of year because the weather's different here. So I had some cousins that used to go in, and I think statute of limitations probably ran. My family farmed, my people farmed a bunch of corn. And of course, you know, the inputs into corn fields, the fertilizer, and they didn't lime much up there because of the soil, but fertilizer inputs in there, and they would wait till spraying was done, then they go in and plant in between the corn rows. And I don't know the quality of their stuff. But I think it's what Bill says is like it's not the environment. But whatever, we're off on a tangent here, which is fine and fun. We could do one day. But just once again, if you're like me, you're outside this whole discussion, but you can look at something and go, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And that is wrong. Number one, stores not being able to know with any certainty, and law enforcement, people trying to do the right thing, not being able to know exactly what's legal on those store shelves. Or you can buy those drinks at a big store, but you can't buy them at a small store. Why would you do that? Coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 155 FM Talk 106.5. So many texts here. Try to get to some of them. Yeah, Terry, we'll see if we can get Andy Witt on the show. We will work on that. Real Sam said, pretty sure Alberta's weed was in high times in the 70s. No joke. CB Carl said, tell all the people who got busted in Alberta back in the 80s for growing weed in with the corn. Oh, they did the same thing as my cousins, huh? Did good until they made it into High Times magazine. See, I've not been a subscriber or reader of High Times. I did not know that. Derek throws a monkey wrench in here. Ever heard of Jamaica? So I looked this up because I know Bill was talking about, I think it marijuana likes to be like an arid steppe climate or something like that. But there's a lot of people here showing like, you know, Jamaica. But I did look this up during the break. It's certain areas of the island, and I don't know if it's the dry side or not. You know how like you'll have Caribbean islands, which I've been to very few of them, but I know like I was looking at doing with those British Virgin Island crews, and there's like some of those islands down there to get very little rain, and then some other part of the island gets a ton. Hawaii's like that. I've been there. It's like rainforest on one and kind of desert on the other side. But I did look up the best countries. This is going to be in my Google search. It's great, y'all. Best countries for growing marijuana. United States, Canada, Morocco, Mexico, Lebanon, Nepal, and Afghanistan. It's worth noting that cannabis cultivation and quality can vary within each country depending on specific region, grower, and strain. And so maybe you can do that. Maybe you can get a different Monsanto can get you one that grows in a humid environment or something like that. We need to bring them in, right? Monsanto needs some more action here. Let's see. Aiden from Citronelle says maybe the bigger stores are essential businesses. Remember that? That brings back a Supermom said, no, it's not the same idea. Michael's idea said, no, it's not the same idea. It would strictly be for products like Cannabama and stores of the like selling their wares, not puppies and livestock on aisle one, iPhone cases on aisle three, and a flea market with hemp products somewhere in the middle in a single booth. Okay, fair enough. That's funny. Let's see. Oh, yes, and Terry, I used it a bunch this weekend. He was talking about that Dolphin Island Sea Lab, that Arcos app we talked about with Dr. John Valentine last week. Yeah, we used it a bunch over the rodeo. Terry says that Arcos app is a bad influence. When you can open it and see the offshore seas are a foot and a half, it makes me want to leave work and get out on the water. Yes, these are the temptations we have to deal with out there. Technology making you go, man, I'm working, but sure be nice to be out catching fish. I'm with you. All right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. I'll do it again. Yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Meet me here, noon.